This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. This right here is heart of a brother. Heart of a brother. Now, there's a white guy that got a heart transplant, and the heart happened to belong to a black man. Heart of a brother. Cat dog, okay. If you would.
Hello?
Hey, I'm trying to reach Alan.
This is Alan.
Alan, how you doing, man? My name is Bobby, Bobby Booker.
What can I do for you?
I got your number, man, from the hospital. Did you just, within the last, I guess, 3-4 months, did you get a heart transplant?
Within 3.5 months ago, yeah, I did, 3.5 months ago.
Okay, how you been feeling, man?
Actually good. I'm actually up and around faster than I thought it was going to be, you know? So, I'm doing well, thank you. Are you with the hospital?
No, I'm not. Actually, you know, they gave me your number, man. I hope you okay with it. But you actually, the heart that you got was from my brother, Troy.
And, oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, that was my brother. My brother passed away.
I'm sorry about your brother, but, wow, I got to tell you, he saved my life, man.
Yeah. So I just wanted to call you, man. I hope you don't mind.
No, not at all.
It's kind of like a little bit of my brother is still living. You know what I mean? It kind of feels like my brother's still living. It's a good thing.
I'm just glad. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, man. I'm just curious because you Caucasian, right?
Yeah. I'm white. Yeah.
Do you feel any different having a black man's heart in your body?
No, I don't feel any different.
Okay.
I didn't really think about it, though.
And this would just make me and the rest of the family feel good that we knew what he was dedicated to and the things that mattered to him. Would you feel all right joining the NAACP?
Are there some people going to be upset that I joined? I mean, is that okay?
I don't know about anybody being upset, man. It's just, I know my brother, that's what he was a part of. And, you know, you walking around with his heart, man, it would just feel different. It feel great, you know, to feel like he would be back in there doing what he was doing and fighting for injustice for the black community. Now, are you a Democratic or Republican?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I was Republican until Trump, and now I'm just really, I'm kind of on the fence. I mean, that guy's an idiot.
You did vote for Trump?
I did not, but I am a Republican.
Okay. So the reason why, you know, because I'm just curious, man, because what I would hate to see is, you know, when 2020 come around, you know, you over there in the voting booth, you know, with my brother Blackheart, and you in there, you know, voting Republican, you know, and that's something that I know my brother wouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just asking.
Well, I mean, I'm not happy with Trump, but if someone else in the Republican Party runs and I agree with them, it's kind of like it's my heart now. I can't change my point of view just because of that. I mean, it's
but what you're not gonna do though, man, is be in there with my brother Blackheart and you up in there making some decisions that I know my brother wouldn't do. You see what I'm saying?
That's a long way off, man, but I can't promise you that. I mean, if somebody runs that I like, I mean, I'm gonna vote the way I feel. My heart and my head tell me to vote.
Hold on. See, don't say what my heart, because that ain't your heart. You understand? That's my brother's heart. So you got every right to ask me what you think my brother would feel in his heart, and I'll tell you. You understand what I'm saying?
That's the way I feel.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. Have you been, like, craving different kind of foods that you don't normally eat? Have you been looking at... I don't know. I mean, girl, like greens. Like, my brother ate a lot of greens. Do you feel like you'd be wanting some greens sometimes?
Well, I like greens occasionally, yeah.
Okay. All of a sudden, do you like women who have big butts?
Well, I love women in general. I didn't think about specifics, but, you know, if they're good looking, they're good looking.
Well, wait a minute. What kind of call is this, man? I mean, you're asking me all these random questions.
What? I don't understand where this is coming from.
It's coming from my brother's heart. That's where it's coming from. You got my brother Black Heart inside of you. You know?
Yeah.
I'm asking you to do what my brother would do, not what you would do. You want to do it from your heart. You mean you're doing it from my brother's heart.
When you first called me about your brother, I was excited. Now I'm saying, how the f*** did the hospital give you just this number and you get to call me up? That's privileged information. You shouldn't get to just call me and ask me all these f***ing random questions, man. I just got a heart transplant. Now you're starting to get me worked up.
I'm not trying to get you worked up.
Well, you
all I'm trying
that,
to...
man.
Okay. Well, let me just calm down. All I know is you got Troy heart inside of you, and I'm trying to let you know the kind of person Troy is. Okay, so let me ask you this. Has your music changed? Are you listening to more R&B now?
Well, I do like R&B, but I listen to hard rock too. That hasn't changed.
Because what's in Troy heart gonna stay in Troy heart. You understand? So you got to have, that's in your heart now. Greens, big butts, NAACP. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well,
I'm trying to tell you about Troy.
What? Are you crying, man?
I'm trying to tell you about Troy.
Hey, I'm sorry. Don't. I know you miss your brother. Don't. Damn. I'm so.
Okay. Let me say this.
Okay.
Since you got my brother heart, I think it's only right that me and you, we get together and go to a Jay-Z concert together. I think that's only right. A Jay-Z and Beyonce concert, we go together, because that's what me and my brother did. We would go see them perform.
Well, I mean, they are two of the best of all time. So, am I buying both the tickets?
Oh, that's f***ed up. You got Troy heart, and you worry about who going to pay for some tickets?
I didn't know. I thought maybe you might want to treat your brother one last time.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Listen, I'm really, really sorry. I mean, I get upset. I didn't mean to yell at you. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Do you listen to black radio?
Sometimes I do listen to black radio.
Do you ever listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Well, yeah, he's one of the best, man. I used to follow him when he was on Family Feud. He's great. What?
He got a nephew on the show, and he does prank phone calls?
Yeah.
And that would be me. Alan, this is Nephew Tommy, baby. Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Get the f*** out. Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding, baby.
Oh, my God, dude. You almost gave me a second heart attack. Jesus. Oh, my God.
You've been pranked, man, by your wife, Robin, and her co-worker, Bridget, partner. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It's your show, baby. Steve Harvey. Come on, man.
That right there was sensational. I'm just trying to tell you. That was sensational. What? That was sensational.
I don't believe you.
When I get on a natural prank high, woo-hoo-hoo, you don't understand. That right there.
You didn't even give us a chance to tell you that. You just jump right
on
my
bad.
In.
Because y'all don't prank and praise, and I'm tired of begging y'all.
Just do yourself.
Give me my flowers while I'm pranking.
Glad.
Yeah, I need my flowers while I'm pranking and all
you
that.
You retired, Steve.
Yeah, I'm retired from prank and praise. Just do the prank. We got to praise him on the prank replay. Then we got to praise him again on the original prank.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise
too much.
Nephew Tommy's House Party Comedy Jam, Saturday, August 31st in Buffalo, New York. The nephew's coming to town. Shays Performing Arts Center, Labor Day weekend, Saturday night, August 31st. We wearing white, baby. W-H-I-T-E. White! White, white! Yes.
Okay. All right, nephew, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.